Electric bikes have cruised to popularity, and local governments are scrambling to keep up. Changes in state laws have left a patchwork of policies, and e-bikers aren't always sure where they can ride. On a recent afternoon, I joined Kevin Byford, the co-owner of Aspen Bikes, for a ride. I jump on the bike, push down on the pedal, and whoa! The bike takes off a little faster than I anticipated. As soon as you start pedaling, the motor engages. This also means that for what is usually a bit of a grind up the Smuggler Dirt Road, I don't feel like I'm doing very much.
Are you enjoying yourself?
Yes, very much. Byford rents pedal-assisted e-bikes, meaning you have to be pedaling to get any help from the motor. There are three levels of power, and no matter what, the motor on these e-bikes caps out at 20 miles per hour. The extra help makes you feel stronger and move faster, but it doesn't do all the work for you.
Yeah, it's like having a fast-forward button for those sections of a ride that don't really interest you.
As soon as you stop pedaling, the motor shuts off. And when it is assisting as we ride, it's nearly silent.
So it's just not that far away from traditional biking. It's a lot further away from motorbiking, you know, than it is from biking.
State legislators agree. In July, a bill passed that allows e-bikes on pedestrian and bike paths in Colorado, unless local jurisdictions choose otherwise. Some commuters, like Tyler Lindsay, have embraced the new technology as a way to get cars off the road.
If my goal is to move 150 pounds of meat and bone up and down the valley, 50 pounds of metal and plastic is a much better tool for doing that than 4,000 pounds of metal and plastic.
Lindsay commutes from Woody Creek to the Aspen Business Center by bike every day, summer or winter, rain or shine. He says using an e-bike in the winter months keeps that commute doable.
In the winter when it's cold and you have to put on a whole bunch of layers, carry a snowboard, wear snowboard boots, a regular bike just isn't really practical, and an e-bike is.
Plus, he says, biking is more in line with the community's environmental ideals, and a bike path is a lot safer than the highway. The Roaring Fork Transportation Authority manages the Rio Grande Trail from Glenwood Springs to Emma. Its board recently voted to allow e-bikes on that section of the popular path. Part of that decision was an effort to alleviate traffic backups from the Grand Avenue Bridge construction. RAFTA's Angela Henderson says the new technology also makes cycling accessible to more people.
But there was also a discussion around the fact that our population is aging, that we're going to see more and more people in the valley needing some assistance.
RAFTA doesn't have exact numbers, but says people are using e-bikes on the trail for both recreation and for commuting. Although, if people are using the upper Rio Grande for that purpose, they're breaking the law. The section that runs from Emma to Aspen is managed by Pitkin County, which still bans e-bikes on trails, for now.
This is a 10-foot wide trail, wasn't necessarily built to have e-bikes out on it, so we may have to look at some safety upgrades.
RAFTA's estimates show 85,000 users on the trail every year, and that includes families, dogs, runners, equestrians, rollerbladers, cyclists of all ability levels, from kids with training wheels to what Henderson calls the Tour de France crowd of serious road bikers.
If we add another layer of e-bikes, we need to make sure that whatever we do, we make it as safe as possible for all of those uses.
RAFTA is heading up efforts to analyze where e-bikes might be appropriate in the Roaring Fork Valley. The goal is to have one set of rules that governs the Rio Grande from Glenwood Springs all the way to Aspen. Commuter Tyler Lindsay welcomes the conversation.
I also think that it's valuable for new technologies like this to come in and sort of force a rethink of existing ways of doing things and legal frameworks for, you know, running society.
Even when it might be easier and warmer to drive, Lindsay thinks it's important to stay on the bike and off the highways.
Yeah, even if you have to break the law.
For now, law-abiding e-bikers in Pitkin County will have to stick to only those areas where other motorized vehicles can go. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy, Aspen Public Radio Environment Desk.